Okay, ready?
Yeah.
This Shabbos mitzvah we parshas Vayeshev. So we know that one of the dramatic events in parshas Vayeshev is when the brothers of Yosef, or many of his brothers, sell him. First, they plot to kill him. That's what some want to do, because he certainly annoyed them, to say the least. Perhaps worse. So in Parak Lamed Zion, Pasuk Chavov, when they see him coming to the field, actually earlier than Pasuk Chavov, let's see, one second. Sorry, starts earlier, they say, oh, let's Pasuk Chav here. Batal Lechuvan Hargeir, they see him coming, we're going to kill him, and we'll throw him into one of these pits, and we'll tell, spread the word that a Chai Ra'a Chalosuk. A little bit later on, in Pasuk Chof Vav, it says Yehuda spoke up. By only Yehuda Elechov, Ma Betza Kinaru Gesachina V'Chitzinas Damo. Ma Betza is a funny word, whether Betza Beis Sari Ayin. Rashi interprets that Pasuk. Ma Betza, Ma Mamon. Betza sometimes means money. What gain? What profit? What do we get out of it? You know, we're not going to get anything out of it, just killing him. Okay, V'Chitzinas Damo. And we're going to hide the fact that we killed him. That's not a good plan. It was practical. What profit is there? What benefit is there? Yeah, but there's a way to do it. Perhaps, in another way, we can get rid of him and gain something out of it. Okay? So the proposal he suggests, and again, a different interpretations of what he meant. We could accomplish the same thing. That's what Shimshon for Hirsch tries. Accomplish the same thing by sending him away somewhere, make sure he can never come back. You don't have to kill him. And Sforno says that we'll sort of regret later that we took such a dramatic action that our punishment won't really be satisfactory. We want to take revenge against him. So, revenge, if it's tinged with a certain guilt, it's not such sweet revenge. Okay. They have a different version, but that's all I want to get at. He says in Pasuk of Zion, Lechu, let's sell him to these Yishmaelite travelers who happen to be going by. We certainly won't raise our hands against him. And by Yishmael Chav and the brothers, they listen to him. So that's what it says in terms of the plan. So this word betza is the word that I want to focus on because, again, here it means what profit, what is there to gain. Let's see how Artsville translates my betza and Pasuk Chavav. Yeah, what gain? What gain will it be? What do we get out of it? So the word betza is used has a number of different meanings. In the first parak of the second Sanhedrin, bitzua in the laws of Din HaMamonos means a form of pshara, form of compromise. And it's in that sugya that the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk in Tehillim is in parak Yud, pasuk Gimel, where we find yet another sort of another description or another use of that word. It says parak Yud pasuk Gimel. The pasuk has an expression, "Ubotseya." Well, the whole pasuk is "Kihila Rosh Al Tavas Nafshe." Ubotseya Berech Niet Hashem. Ubotseya Berech Niet Hashem, and it's understood by Chazal, as we'll see in a moment, to mean "Ubotseya Berech" to mean that if you make a bracha, this is positive, but it was botseya, there was some sort of stealing or some sort of bad deed associated with it. That's Niet Hashem. Sort of a curses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do something like a mitzvah to an avera, that's mocking. It's menai. It's the same in the varach al menai. They were the expression of a comment up. That was according to the same pasuk. Ains of varach Hashem, blessing Hashem. That's cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is a gemara. If you just get me the gemara in Sanhedrin, the first volume there, because the I was looking in the front of the room. Someone must be learning Sanhedrin. All the gemara Sanhedrin are missing. So should be there somewhere, no? That's also missing.
No.
I said someone in the basement, but I said I did, because I was looking before. I couldn't find it. So this is sugya. So the first volume. I don't know why they took that little shot, so I asked Jason to put that back here. Anyway, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Vav Mudbeis, has the following, thank you. as the following statement. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Harei shegozal sa'a shalchitim. The guy stole a certain amount of wheat. With tachana, and he ground it up, afa, and he baked it. And now, the hifrish mena chala. And now he wants to do the mitzvah of afrashas chala, separating the dough, you know, before... he stole the... It's all stolen goods, right? This is all stolen property. Stolen goods. It says, kesem levarach. What bracha should he say? Right? How can you say a bracha, really, more correctly? How can you say a bracha? Okay. Kesem, how can the guy start a bracha? The chutzpah almost, right? He stole the wheat, he baked it, so now he wants to separate the challah, and he wants to make a bracha? What kind of bracha is that? How can you possibly make a bracha? Okay. Ein zemavarech, elamenayit. That's not praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not a blessing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's blasphemous, right? And then what was on, Val zen emar, ubotzei berech, nitz Hashem. That's what that pasuk is talking about in Tehillim, Perek Yud. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, Rameir Omer, lomo nemar botzei ela keneged Yehuda. That pasuk, Botzei Berech, Nitz Hashem, refers to this event with Yehuda, Ma'ar Sedra. To Nemar, there are pasuk, Ma'arom Yehuda Lechav, Ma'betza, same word, Ma'betza, Beis Sariyai, Ma'betza, Kinar Gesachin, V'chol Mevarech, is Yehuda, Harei Zemanayim. Anybody who praises Yehuda, it's like insulting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda came up with his plot to sell his own brother. Okay, you might think it was a good thing, and it was to a certain extent because he saved his life, but still, you see from this Gemara, that Yehuda and the brothers who went along with him somehow were considered to be blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on what they did. Rashi says in the first Haresh Gozal, the guy who stole the wheat, Botzeh Lashon Gzela, Botzeh means the language of stealing, because it says in Pasuk Mishlei, Kain Archos called Botzeh Betzah Sevesh Ravikach. And actually simply proves that the word Botzeh can have a connotation of stealing. Okay? But Kenegan Yehuda should have said, Shehoyah Lomar, Nachzeren Lavinu, Achrei Shehoyah Dvar Nishmoyim Lechav. Their brothers respected Yehuda. They should have listened to, they would have said, bring him back, they would have brought him back. So Yehuda is held accountable together with the other brothers. Yeah.
About this one.
My bet, Sabidami, yes. Palace means what gain, then? What gain? That's probably like the Pasuk in our sentence. There's different meanings of the word, but it's connected. And it's interesting because the Medrash is a very interesting Medrash Tanchuma. It's not in our Sedra. It's in Parshas Kisiso at the end of Siman Beis, in the Medrash Tanchuma. It says as follows, takes it a step further. Remember, we started the Gemara discussion of Botzeh Berech, and it's Hashem, the person citing a bracha, Botzeh Berech. Right, the house like I do with Yehuda and the brothers. The Gemara says, well, if you give a blessing, you bless Yehuda. That's how the Gemara says it. But there's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Kisisa, the end of Siman Beis, it says as follows. At Motza you find, Kishesholach Yaakov el Yosef, es Yosef et Rachav, when Yaakov sent his son Yosef to the brothers, and they said it, Kevon Shero, so when they saw him, Vam Yishalachiv Hinei Bala Chalamos al Azebo, Atol Echuban Argeu, and so on, and throw him into the pit. That's the Pesukim we started. It was all in Perek Mamad Zayin. A brace without Pesukim Yutes and Chav we saw before. And Omru, no Chav and Ishter, but they decided to wait. They didn't do it right away. Yet there was a passage of Pesukim, right? They decided, I will decide. Meanwhile, we'll hold them at bay here. We'll keep them at bay. And Omru, no Chav and Ishter, let's eat and drink something. Bacharkach na'alev and hargeya, then we'll go kill them. And we don't want to kill someone on an empty stomach. So sit down and we'll have a little meal here, and then we'll kill them. So Achlu v'shasu, so they did. They ate and they drank. Bowl of Arach, and then they're at the bench. Assuming that they kept all the mitzvahs of Mount Torah, so they're going to make a bench. So Amalei Yehuda, the Yehuda said, on Rav'akshel Harag Nefesh, we're about to kill somebody. Unavarach Elokeinu, now we're going to bench. We're going to make a bench. That's the old non sequitur there. So therefore, Ein on Rav'akshel Harag Nefesh, that's not a praise and kosher, that's a blasphemy. Al zeh nemar ubotzeh berech near Hashem, quoting the same pasuk in Tehillim. So let's sell him instead, not actually kill him. So this Medrash Tanchuma sort of expands, if you will, the whole concept of this notion of the brothers of Yosef. It's not just Sam, you know, whoever praises Yehuda. It's a little more of an expansive view than what we have in the Gemara. But it means that they were going to sit, eat, and drink, and they're going to make a bench. I got a bench and go kill somebody. You know, this doesn't work. So, in any event, that idea of Botzeh Berech Nitz Hashem is used in the Rishalmi, Talmud Rishalmi, and we spoke about this once a half a year ago. Okay, we saw this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says in Maseches Chala, and that comes up there, because remember the example in the Gemara was Parshas Chala. All right, so Maseches Chala at the end of Perek Aleph, at the end of Halacha Hey, says the following: Tani, Matzah Gzula, stolen matzah. Stolen matzah. Also the bracha. You can't make a bracha. You can't use stolen matzah. Amar Hoshia, why? Al shame ubotzer berach niyat Hashem. Same pasuk. Okay, we're talking about. So Amar Yona had hador the tema betchila. That's only talking about the bracha before. Avo beso lo lo damu chayv lo. But afterwards, because he only owes him money. There's no stolen object anymore. It's gone. So now, you know, he owes him money, but the he had already the matzah. So at the bench, that's what you have to do. So says Rabbi Yona. Good question. So let's see. So if you look on the Pei Moshe here, we'll look on the Pei Moshe on the side of the page. So it says, Tani Matzah Gzula, it says the Gemara, it's the Rishami also in Shabbos, Perkin, Gemara, which we'll see in a second. Okay, let's see. So it says, Hashem Boteh Berech, Zeg Gozel, Mavarach, a guy who steals matzah to do a mitzah, that's Berech, that's Niyat Hashem. And of course, it relates to mitzvah over there. So, but Rabbi Yonah says, "Hadot teimer v'chila kodem shekana b'yeyo shushina." Of a self, lacha shekana baruch aleh v'chila odamim who lo chayev lo. So, klomar she'ein lo ove l'shan l'damim, abu b'matza atzma klar kona harei shalo. I tell you, his matzah. Let's say he stole the wheat. He made it, sorry, his matzah, so he's kona it. So, did a bad thing, but it doesn't impact. And that's all question mitzvah over there. Then it comes simultaneously and so on, which we're not going to go into now. But that's Rabbi Yonah. And Rabbi Yonah goes on to say, Rabbi Yonah Omar, ain avera mitzvah. Okay, he says, kol shaboy, they avera, ain a mitzvah. The ain ol avarchala. Okay, you can't make the bracha before. Bracha after you can make, but the bracha before you can't make. Well, it doesn't, it's not clear. Rabbi Yossi Omar, ain mitzvah avera. Rabbi Yossi Gemara goes on and says, ain mitzvah avera, meaning, kol shamoka mitzvah, ain ha avera ma'akev milavarchala. You can make a bracha. Okay, but it is a mitzvah. It's wrong, everything else you did, but right now you're doing a mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, Amar b'hila eila ha-mitzvah, such as we spoke about this parashas, the very end of Kosai. Eila ha-mitzvah, im asiz mitzvah sa mitzvah, it's a lot of eila mitzvah. B'hila amar eila mitzvah, k'siv lomar im asiz mitzvah sa mitzvah, a lot of el shabolach ha-de'aver, eina mitzvah. Rabbi Yonah, who this is, he was like, Rabbi Yonah, Ein Baruch Ala Mitzvah Abba Avera. As you already surmised, it's what bracha you can't make. You can't make the bracha Ala Chilas Matzah, or doesn't make Hamotza either. That's not clear from the presentation of Yerushalmi. As we said, as the...
would it be because if it's just a
motzi,
that's not a mitzvah.
That's a Berth HaNedah, right. That's a Berth HaNedah, not a Berth HaMitzvah. One could theoretically make an important distinction. The mitzvah, I can't make the Berth HaMitzvah. As far as eating, I'm eating food. I have to make a bracha. Huh?
Yosef's story.
Mm. Just sitting and eating. They were benching, nothing to do. One of them knew the other. Right? From that measure, Tanchuma, it would appear that the whole thing is wrong. It doesn't matter. That's the question. But again, the way we have it in the Bavli Sanhedrin, it's also talking about the guy who stole it. What bracha we talking about there? The bracha of Rosh Hashanah? Or the bracha on, it's not clear. Let's go look at that a little bit now. The Yerushalmi in Shabbos has the same story. Parak Gimel, at the end of Halacha Gimel, Tani Matzah Zul, it's just the Pnei Moshe there, says it's the same thing it says in Shabbos. And I'm sorry, in Chala. It's the same. But the Karbon Eda, there is no Karbon Eda on Zoraim. I don't know what he was said in Chala, but he says it here. Here he says as follows. Matzah Zul also of Archala. He says, because you acquired it, we're going to go into that now. You can be yotzei in a mitzvah, but you can't make what bracha? Alachilas matzah. The Karbon Eda is specific. He says, however, ava birchas nenin, with the bracha of a motzi, chayv l'varach, afilo al gzela. So we call mokom nenin. Birchas nenin is on the physical benefit of what you're doing, so you ate matzah. It was stolen matzah, so you can't do. You can't make a brichas hamitzvah on it, okay? But the brichas and you have to make it. So of course we have not. But us, well, right? I mean, again, as Josh pointed out, for me,
you're thanking Hashem, giving you something all your day, something here,
play
gazela.
That's the other side, and that's what it looks like from this Ben Shalchuma with Yosef and the brothers. But that's not what Kohen Eder says. He says, Asa Hashem Al Zeh, Belo Bracha. Hashem Bote Be'erich Mitzrayim, Val Kocha, Val Kocha, Ayer B'Kai, Gavik, Gavik, Matzah, because I'm in the Chayim. So then you have to see, he sticks to that position. Okay? No, he says, but Bracha afterwards, because I'm also, it's only that you already Kohen it, Tan Gzeh, whatever. Okay? And if you don't explain, it's Ein Aver Mitzvah, and there's never going to read all that again. But bottom line is, at least according to one commentary here, namely the Kohen Eder, the discussion is about the Bracha Mitzvah, but a Bracha Hanen, and you would certainly have to make anyways. Okay, yeah. What's that? Say it again. Now, if we take a look in the Mishnah and Maseches Brachos, the beginning of the seventh parak, we find the following. The parak is called Shlosh Achu, Laws of Zimun, mentioned in the Mizun. Shlosh Achu, three people sat and ate together, Mem, Hey, Amar Aleph, and Brachos. Chayav and Lezamin. We put it together, they have to bench for the Mizumin, right? Chayav and Lezamin. Okay. Which we all know. Ochal demai. What have you ate demai? The Mishnah says. Okay, demai is produce, but you're not sure all the proper tithes, tumas and maizes were taken. You're not supposed to eat it. You know tumas was taken. Everyone took tumas because it's the raisa. You know, and the chiv karis. Play around with it. But the other tithes, we're not sure he did it. He bought it from someone who's not, I don't know, is he careful? So, but so the Rebbe said, he ate the mai. Or, you ate my serishon shenitl chumasa. You ate my serishon, okay, where the levy, you know, when the farmer, the Jewish farmer, gives truma to the coin, 2%. Then he takes 10% of what's left and he gives that to the levy, that's called my serishon. Then the levy has to give 10% of what he gets to the coin, that's called truma's maisa, okay? Or Maisavaramaisav. So that's called Maisavishan Utsumaso. And Maisavishanav Hektish Shemiftu, that produce of Maisavishani, which you would have, that's after you take the 2% of the coin, and 10% of what's left for the levy. And Maisavishani, so in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the 7-year cycle, you have to, not to give it to anybody, but you have to take it to Shalim either there, or with too much to slip to Shalim, you can be podet. You can take the value of it, the coins. And those who put your pocket and bring them to Shana to spend on the food there. Also, Hector Shemiftu, and so on and so forth. These are the cases, Mizamnin Olam. He counts to Mizuman. But, Ochal Tevel, if a guy, one of the people at the table, three people, and this guy violated Ali, ate Tevel. Tevel means produce in which Trumas and Mises weren't taken. Or Maiserishan Shalom, it was from also. He ate the Rebbe, he ate the Maiserishan, but he hadn't separated the Truma. Maiserishanim Hector Shalom, if too. He ate Maiserishani outside Yerushalayim. When it wasn't, and you hadn't and also other people, all these people ain mizamno, cannot count to the mizon. Plain English, if you eat food, which you're not supposed to eat, you don't count to the mizon. Okay, if you eat stuff, So with a mission, that's the mission says. You can't count to the mizon in the three people. People ate this. These are all examples of foods that you can't eat.
What else?
No, that's all you ate. Yeah.
That's the worst thing.
So this mission is just telling you what the criteria. Like it mentions, I don't remember. It mentions also someone who didn't eat a kazayas. It meant someone who's not Jewish. You know, these are all just categories. Who counts to Mizun? Who doesn't count to Mizun? Okay, that's the mission, brothers. Okay, so in the Rambam. The Rambam in the Hilchos. Brachas, Perk Aleph, Halacha Yutas. So it states the following. Kol ha'ochel dover osur. Anyone eats something forbidden. Bein vizodon, on purpose, bein b'shkogon. Eino mevorech olav lo betchila ve lo besof. Does not say a bracha, not before, not after. That's the Rambam's tzak. You eat food, right? If you eat food, you can't make a bracha before, that's osur. You don't make the bracha neither before nor after. Ketzet. Harei shachal tevel. Here's an example of tevel. Even the rabbanon. O shachal. All these examples in this mission. O ma'aser sheni. Oh, I'm sorry. O shachal ma'aser shon nitl kol tshuvoso. O ma'aser sheni rektes shon nitu kilchos and ainam avara. And he says, and certainly, bein tzarach lo ma'avachom the veil is the treifus. You know, o shosha yai nesach. He drank non-kosher wine. Those are certainly don't count. So he says, "I feel tells the rain," which I didn't describe. But yeah, he doesn't make a difference. Okay. That's Ram says, no bracha. Comes along the Ravid and says, oh, Amar Avram, ta'a b'zeh ta'os gedola. The Rama made a big mistake. He's saying you don't make a bracha? That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, shalom amru ein mevarchim, elo she'ein mezamnin aleihem. That Mishnah was talking about counting such a person a mezumen.
Was that the source of the Rambam?
Well, that would be, it looks that way. Was that to the right? To, I mean, it gives all the same examples. Teva, you know, the same examples. So it looks offhand like that's the source. And the right certainly understood that. We said, whoa, that's not true. That's not what the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah was telling us you can't bench, you can't count these persons on the Zuman. Okay? So the Armin Varchal Shem is Zano and Lomash, why? Shaylan Kvius Lazimun. Because for Zimun, and this is a discussion that's all right, for Zimun, it has to be you eat, you sit down and you have a Kvius. You eat, you know, it's a structured meal, which means food you're allowed to eat. We're together, the whole table and so on. That's what it is. Okay? If you're eating Dover Asr, you're not really joined with the other people. They wouldn't eat that food. Okay? You're not even joined with them. Okay? But who can't achilas perish? You just had a snack. You didn't have a regular. You didn't sit down to a meal with other people. Avo bracha tefillah b'sof. Lama lo yivarcho. Hovenenu. But brachas, before and after, why not? And so close, so be. I don't know. So, bottom line, the Rambam knew that, but the Machokas Rambam the Ravid. The Rambam understood, okay, the Mishnah is talking about Zimun, but it's not only Zimun. That's what's talking about over there. But as the Kesef Mishnah points out, there's a long Kesef Mishnah here. I'm not going to read all of it. The Kesef Mishnah says, Kosa Ravid, he made a big mistake, blah, blah, blah. He says, and he says his reason is because he's looking back to that Mishnah in Brachas. Okay? And he understands, the Ravid does. And by the way, as we'll see shortly, the Kosa Harosh, Shnirlo Kadiva Ravid, though. And the Kesmish points out that Rush thinks the Ravid is correct. Okay? And he says, why? You know why? Because of our Gemara. Because it says in Sanhedrin, Dafav Mebeis, and also in the commentary of Dalal Aleph, the Velezmer Yaakov Omahare, Shagazal Sachit, and the guy who stole the wheat, and so on and so forth. And he separated the Ainzim of Arach Elaminayat, okay, Valzen Emerbot, Berach Nitzashem, Almo Shechayel of Arach El Shabrichoso Huniot. That's what I see the Russian there. He understands. Ein zem avarach elaminayit. That doesn't say you don't make a bracha. It's just, it's not right. What did Yehuda say? I mean, it didn't say they're not chayav to bench. I'm not supposed to perform on target. Forget that. You know what I mean? Yehuda, it says, it doesn't look right. You're going to bench and go kill somebody. It's not that there's no chayav to bench in that circumstance. That's how the Kesef Mishnah said it. Look, no chayav. Ein zem avarach is not right. It's not as pasnish. You know, it doesn't look right. Okay, there's something incongruous about it. But it doesn't say you're not going to make a bracha. That's the case the Mishnah says. So, therefore, the Ravid says, and then the Rosh says, the case of the Ravid is right. It doesn't say you don't make a bracha. It can't count from Mizumin. Okay, that's a special din Mizumin in Kriyas, whatever. But in terms of brachas, you would have to make. That's what it looks like in that Gemara. Yeah.
The question, how say
the, huh? How does that say?
Are you like, you're holding something up, you're stolen this thing?
Yeah, so again, so you could argue it doesn't look right. It's not the right thing to do. You want to say, Tovo v'sharetz miyado, so he goes into the mikveh with the sharetz. But you're not the way Ravid understands it, sof kol sof, you got hanos. So you have to make a bracha. It's not a nice thing to do, but you're not going to say, even if the guy is going to go right after he benches, you're going to go do an aver, he still doesn't pop you from benching. You know, one's got it, conception's not right, but anyway, that's how the Ravid lives. Yeah.
But if almost marshal in the mission itself, that it's talking about the Zuman and not Brachas.
Well, there's no question it's all of the sorts. But the question is, does it apply to Brachas too? You know why?
Because if you said Bracha, then call the Chomer, it would be the Zuman. Like,
right, okay, and so, Zuman, good. So the Kesef Mishnah, one person goes on, okay, and he says, any of the Alam Adokha the Rabbeinu Bekach, the Tanya Per Kolshaw, that's himself, doesn't say it exactly, I was Shamin Chalam. Right, the case of Matzah Gzula and so on. Matzah Gzula, okay? He says, Matzah Gzula, all right? He says, remember, you can eat the matzah. There's a question of making the bracha. Matzah Zmitzi, Halavach Yishav Barachala, right? It sounds like the only reason the matzah is no good is because it's not right for the mitzvah of matzah. But other than that, you would have to make a bracha. So he can remember the Birchas HaMazon Nami Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah called Birchas HaMazon. Good, he got the matzah, but it's a mitzvah called Birchas HaMazon. It's a matzah. He, the Gozal, saw it. He said the guy who stole it, he was a Tzitzvah Shvosh's Chalot. Okay? Also, okay, it sounds like you still have to make the other brachas, just the brachas are mitzvah. And that goes back to how we learned that sugya. That the Tzitzvah Mishnah says, you're right, we could say, you're right, from this mission in brachas, maybe the rabbi is correct, the only talking about Mizuman. But there are other sugyas. That's why, from the other sugya about the guy with the stolen matzah, sounds like what you were saying before, it's only the brachas, or like the Korban Eidah learned the Yushalmi. It's only the brachas on mitzvah. The brachas on any would have to make. Okay? I'm sorry. The brachas on any would have to make. Okay? But you could learn those sugars. No bracha. Brachas on any. Like, that was the machokas. Aveir ain't aveir mitzvah. Ain't mitzvah aveir. Could be the machokas in the, so the, Kazimisha basically says that there are, and he brings other rites. And there's a Tosefta and Demai, which says in Parak Beis, Lo Yoshik Yisrael Eivon Achad Menecho Kosi Ayin Lanoze Shein Machim Adam Dover Shu Asolo Ba'al Kulon Ein Mevarach and Ein Mezamnin. This source places both Bracha and Mezamnin. He has Rashi, he says the beginning of the of Parak Shal Shachol. Okay, Rashi says where is it now? So the Ein Mevarach and Dover Isser. Okay, Rashi. He brings a riot from Rashi. Now I got word. Sort of Rashi. Yeah. I don't see the riot right now. But anyway, he quotes the Rashi. Paul agrees. Anyway, bottom line is the Machokas Rishon. Okay, between the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Rashi agrees with the Rambam, and the others, the Rashi agrees with the Ravid, and the Rashi Paul, and then others, and Pastor Menion also agree with the Rambam. So it's a Machokas of how to learn. Now, what's interesting is, it may well, as I said, revolve around this question that we're, how do we learn this? I mean, it appears, as Kesemish is saying, that it may revolve around the question, how do we learn this sugya of the person with the matzah gzula, or the person with the, what are we talking about? Ein zem mevarach, ein what bracha? Ein zem mevarach el menayis. Which bracha are we talking about, right? As you said before, is it the bichta mitzah, or is it the bichta menes? The me'iri on that sugya in Sanhedrin, of Olam Beis, Misha goes on social chitim and talking about etc. So he says, "In Gozal Isa, you stole the dough. Ain mevarach al hachala. You don't make the brach on a fresh's challah. Avon Gozal pas afu. If I stole, I bake anything. I stole a loaf of bread. You know, lame as a rab. I stole a loaf of bread, right? So it says, Gozal pas afu. If acha ho v'yesh kan hana." You got Hana, Mevarach Hamotzi, Uber Chazamosin. You also Lehenes Melazeh below Bracha. Yeshchol Kanav Vizus. Again, the Miri also makes the distinction in the sugya. Unfortunately, huh? Yeah. And you can't make the Bracha, right? You can't make the Bracha. That's what it means. Ain't in Mevarach Alaminayitz means on the Bracha of Afarshas Chala, or he would say on the Bracha of Matzah. I'm pointing this out because the Miri is saying this in that sugya in Sanhedrin. That's his comment this here in Sanhedrin Rav Beis. He's saying in that sugya, where the Gemara brings up Matzah and Afarshas Challah, and he's saying that's only, he clearly makes a distinction and understands that the Ein Zem Mevarach El Menayis is going on the Birchas HaMitzvah and not on the Birchas HaNedah. Okay?
What's this for?
The Birchas HaNedah is a din that you're not allowed to get Hano without making a bracha. So I'm getting Hano. Bottom line is that's what he says. That's his language. He says, "Sha'asu lehenes menal zebelo bracha." That's it. So I don't know. Yeah.
This is like shocking off the kids or his afilu lehenos shum hanam and agneva. You can't. That's just not talking about this kind of a thing.
That means you.
Different.
You can find a gazela getting hanos on his property. It's not the Hanoh for Brochus. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. Anyway, now it's interesting because it turned to the Rosh because we already touched on this. But one second, what is it? So again, one issue is when it says Ein Zem Mevarach El Menayitz, what Broch are we talking about? The Brich HaMitzah, the Brich HaNenet. So that could, focus on that. That could lead to the Sheet of the Rosh of the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, the Rambam would learn. Not in the Brich HaNenet. And the Ravid would learn those students on the Brich HaMitzah, because the Mishnah pointed out. But the second question is, what does Ein Zem Mevarach El Menayitz mean? Does it mean it's not right, but you still have to make the bracha. Okay, or I mean, no, there's no bracha at all. So we look in the Rush, that Atzuga, then in the very beginning of Perek Zayin of brachas, Perek Zayin, Shimon Beis in brachas. The Rush is actually, we're going to see there's several different ways to learn the Rush. Do me a favor, can you get the big psochin from the big set? Thank you. So the Rush. The over here, Shul Sha'achu, you find the following statement in the Rush. For example, for base. Find it now. Yeah. Ochel tevel kosa Rabbeinu Moshe zal. That's the Rambam. Okay. She'eino v'vorach olav lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof. It's very tevel. That's an example of non-kosher food. Right, thanks. He said, no bracha before or after. V'harayvet zal hissig olav. And the Rambam disagreed, as we saw. It's not that common. It's not that common, I think, that the Rosh quotes Machokas the Rambam and the Raivad. It was unusual, I think. Okay, here quotes Machokas the Rambam and the Raivad. Okay, Raivad, he's sitting alone with Zelos Shama. Taz, the Zelos, Taz, Gadol, etc., etc. The Mishnah was only talking about Zimon and so on and so forth. Okay, anyway, V'nira li kidvar, says the Rosh. I think the Raivad is correct. V'chein Muchach, and he thinks it's a proof, like we said before, in the Kesem Mishnah quote, very common, it's not headed above. Well, Parakah goes will come in, but will come in that side of the Arisha goes will saw, keep me chaver, talk about Paul, the Hebrew Shmona Chala, Ains of Arachal Menayit. Mashma, the way the Rosh learned, what does Ains of Arachal Menayit mean? Mashma, Shechayev Levarach. You still have to make the Brocha. Ela Shebrechoso, who knew it? But the Brocha, it's a foul Brocha, right? It's a blasphemous Brocha. You still have to make the Brocha. That's how he learns it. Okay? Again, Ains of Arachal Menayit, it doesn't say, Eino Mevarech. The Gemara knew how to say the words Eino Mevarech. It doesn't say that. It's not a nice bracha. It's not a good bracha. Ein Zem Mevarech. You still have to do it. It didn't say you don't have to say it. Just when you do it, it's all blasphemy and Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what he's learning. Okay. El Shavir Chosu Hu Niyut. Adkan the Rosh. So on the bottom of the Rosh, you have in brachas, you have the commentaries in the Tosas Yontif. Adana Yontif. And Divi Chamodos, both commentaries from the Tosi Yontif. So, Ravadana Yontif and Os Mem says, Master Shechayev Levarech, El Shebrechos Aniyot. Midalo Ka'amar, Shalo Yivarech. The Gemara never said, don't make a bracha. They could have said that. They know how to use those words. Ava Ka'amar, both Seh Berech, Mamish, Shekein Hadin. The din is, you have to make a bracha, but Runiyot, it's not nice. Umiyot Yesh Lichos. Yeah, you don't have to learn it that way. And
here, that you don't have to do something, but you have to do it, but it's bad.
It is in a certain sense. You have to do it, but you know, you shouldn't have stolen. I mean, we're trying to say that it's not. Stay out of this situation. Because it's not going to be a nice bracha. You'll have to make it if you put yourself in that situation. But don't, what kind of bracha? That's how you want to make a bracha? That fits in, like, you know, the Spanish and Chumah, but in our Sedrit. You would have said, that's what you want to do? You want to say a bracha, the bench, and go kill somebody? I mean, it's true, there's still chayv and benching, whatever you're going to do later, but stay out of the situation. Exactly. And that's what and again, the diuk is that it didn't say in the Gemara, eino mevarech, lo yevarech, but rather, ain't. So that's what he said. But he says, "Miyu Yeshuchas Madaniyot himself." So Shem himself disagrees, okay, and says you could learn it differently, which maybe you're more comfortable with. No, he said, "Mishu Botzem Varech Lo Dai Shemivarech Mashenu Chayv Varech Barbrocha Otar El Afilu Niyetzas Hashem." You could read it differently. You could say, "Why didn't the Gemara say Enam Mivarech? Because it's worse than Enam Mivarech. Not only are you not Mivarech, but you're even blaspheming Kadosh Baruch Hu." So the Madaniyot says you could read it that way. Right? Nothing wrong with that. That's a logical reading also. The Gemara didn't want to say Eino Mevarech because it's worse than Eino Mevarech. One thing, guy didn't bench. Okay. Your benching is twisted, like you were saying, it's twisted around into a curse, so to speak. So he says you could definitely read it that way. Hefech HaMevarech, Gamrei. Okay. And he said this, Yerushalmi. Okay. Again, and this goes back to how it goes on. This Yerushalmi, and then we quote in Challah and the 13th Parak of Shabbos. It could go either way. Also, it could mean what is it talking about? It's talking about the brichas mitzvahs. It's talking about the brichas hanenin. The Madana Yontif himself concludes, okay, that there's no difference. between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Birchas HaNenen. In both cases, he'll learn, well, he says the Rosh, he's interpreting the Rosh. The Rosh learns, okay, because the Rosh didn't make a difference. The Rosh said, I hold like the Ravid, meaning you don't make the Bracha. And what he says it means is, you don't make a Bracha Birchas HaMitzvah, and you also don't make the Bracha Birchas HaNenen. Why? Okay, I'm sorry. Again. According to the way the Madani Yotef learns the Rosh, I'm saying you'll see this in several different sheets. You do make the bracha. You do make the bracha, but it's niyut. That's the point. It's not a nice bracha either. But okay, that's how he learns. That's how he learns the Rosh. Am I saying it correctly? Let me read it again. Let's keep all the sheets lined up. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That's the Rosh. Because the Rosh agrees with the Ravid. Right? The Rosh holds, I think the Ravid is correct. The Rambam says you don't make the bracha. Right? No bracha. Before or after. The Rosh says, the Ravid says, what are you talking about? That's only no Zimun. You still make a bracha. And the Rosh says, I agree. So how does he learn the Sugya? Ein Zivarach Elaminayit, he says, the bracha is not a good bracha, but you have to make both of them. Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenen. You have to make them. But it's not a good bracha. The Tosfos Yontif himself, the Matan Yontif himself, says, I think you don't make the brachas. Okay? I learned Ein Tavarach HaMenayit, the way I explained it. Namely, not only isn't it a bracha, it's even worse. So that's how the Matan Yontif sets up two ways to learn. In effect, yeah. The double. You didn't get the bracha, and you get right, in a certain sense.
You stole it, and
you ended it. Right.
We'll get to that.
Okay, anyway, so that's the Matan Yontif. That's the Madani Yontif learning the Rosh. Okay, he says the Rosh agrees with the Ravid, okay, that you don't make the bracha because it's the Rosh agrees with the Ravid, you do make the bracha, it's just Minai. That's how he learns it. Okay, because it didn't say Anamagar. But he acknowledges that he himself feels differently. He himself holds like the Rambam, that you should make the bracha, you should not make the bracha because it's Neil, it's even worse. Okay.
How does the Rambam get from that Mishnah?
So again, according to the Kesef Mishnah, he doesn't get from that Mishnah. He has other sources. Tosefta and Demai, which does split between, mentions
so
both and Rambam. He gets
Rambam
them somewhere else.
Not just
from the Mishnah. Right. And he brings other sources. Now, in Psachim, the Rosh, in Psachim, Parag Beis, towards the end of Siman Yud Ches, the Rosh quotes again the same din. He quotes this Yushalmi and Chala, and Shabbos, right? Matzitzu also levarach aleha, and he leaves it alone. He quotes the Shalom. He says also levarach aleha. So the commentary is there in the Rosh in Pesachim. We don't have the Tosfos Yontif, the carbon and sana on the bottom. So it's a little bit of a mysterious because according to what we just read in brachas, the Rosh says I hold like the Ravi. You do make a bracha. You do make a bracha. Okay, and the way the Madani Yontif understands, you make a bracha both brachas hamitzah and brachas hanenah, except it's menayit. But that's the way he learned the Rosh. Himself is a good as he learned the Rosh. But here the Rosh seems to say, you don't make a bracha. Right? You don't make the bracha. So here, on the bottom of the page here, you have the Korban Nisanal, Os Kuf. He's a commentary over here. Ra'isiv is Sefer Madani Melech. That's another name for the Madani Yontif, right? His Sefer. In Reish Perek Shoshan, we just read it. Shehiksha Divrei Rabbeinu Hadodi. He pointed out the Stira. Because over there it says Al Davar Isum Mevarach Kedem Sof, like he holds like the Ravid. Okay, Ein Davarach Avinai. It's Mashe Shechayv Levarach. El Shabrichas Olhiniut. That's what he explained, right? Rahavim Mitzah Boaver and so on and so forth. And here, right here, he says you're not allowed to. Right here it says Ein Mevarach Am Matzigzul. The Venir LeYashiv. I have a different interpretation. Rabbeinu Gamkein Sorale She Ein Levarach Brichas Hamitzah LaMitzus. He's going to split between the Brichas Hamitzah and the Brichas Hanan, the Korban Asana. The Madani Yontif didn't split. Probably not in the Sanal splits. He says as follows. Birchas HaMitzvah, that, he says, by the case of HaFarshish Chala, Lo Yivarach, Kevin Shevachas Menayetz. It's Niyutz. And Niyutz means, I agree with what the Madani Yontif himself said, not the way he interpreted the Rosh, what he himself said, that Niyutz is worse. It's not like, you don't make the Bracha, but, the Dafke B'Birchas HaMitzvah, that's only by Birchas HaMitzvah. The Heich Yomar B'Tzivano, Asher, Kedishon, Mitzvah, Vitzivano, God commanded me to do this. You did? He told you to command you to steal something and do a mitzvah? No, he didn't. Can't do it with Vitzivano. Okay? Al Achilas Matzah. Ochala Shol Gezel. Commanded me to eat this stolen piece of matzah. What? That you can't say. Okay, then you can't say Vitzivana, right? After all, to the Hashem Sonei Gezabal, it's a Masha Eno Kane Brichas Hanenin, Humavarach Hanas Gufo Eno Menayit. He says that if bottom line is you're making a bracha on the physical Hanah, that's not Menayit. Okay? There's no Neots over there. So the Karban Asana, in interpreting the Rosh, learns the Rosh differently than the Madan Yontif did. The Madan Yontif learned that the Rosh says, in both the case of the Brichas HaMitzvah and in the case of the Brichas HaMitzvah, you make the bracha. You do, yes, make the bracha, even though it's Menayit. It's not a good thing to stay out of the situation, but you do make the bracha. The Karban Asana is saying that by Brichas HaMitzvah, you don't make the bracha. That's Neots. You don't make a bracha. But by Brichas HaNenin, yes. Shekeinah HaNenin. Bottom line is you had benefit from it. Okay. Anyway, so that's how the Karban Asana was. So it's a vachokas, how to learn the Rosh, and again it revolves around these issues. There's a collection of chuvas, Sefer called Shalos Chuvas, Dvar Avram.
Yeah. Would there be a difference between stealing from somebody and something that's Meila, something like that?
Meila, there is no. That's something different. That may be different. Okay. So there's a collection of truths called the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram was written by Avram Dovber Kahana Shapiro, who was the Rabban Kovno. Okay. When Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Zaloha, came to America, so the community, I guess, in Boston wanted to have some kind of, where do you get smicha from, you know, because so his father, Moshe Soloveitchik, was already here. So Moshe Soloveitchik said, you know, he's worthy of this position. But, you know, it was a board, I guess. The father, of course the father's going to say, so what else is the father going to say? So he got an independent letter of corroboration from the author of the Dvar Avram. It's available, it's printed. After the Rav died, they printed a Sefer Zikaron from YU, so they printed that letter and then the introduction. So he said that, you know, he knows everything, and he said, Halacha Kemos of the whole Mokom. An ironic twist of history. Anyway, so in the Tshuvas Dvar Avram, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Tes Zayin, Os Chav Chais, he's talking about, it's a famous Tshuva, he's talking about the Brichas HaTorah. What the Brichas HaTorah, what kind of mitzvah, the Brichas HaMitzvah, the Brichas HaNan. Anyway, so in Os Chav Chais, he wants to say, he talks about something related, and comes up to this issue, okay, relating to the Rosh. He quotes the Rosh, he quotes the Madan Yontif and so on, we said. Anyway, the Dvar Avram comes out a little bit different than the Karban Asana. He says, Birchas HaMitzvah you don't make, okay? The Birchas HaNenin you do, but it's Menayit. Again, the Karban Asana said, there's no Niyatz at all. It's Hanan finished. The way the Dvar Avram learns, okay, a little differently, he says, it was by Brichas Kiyam. It's a Moda Rosh and Mubarak. Deich Gomar Kshakosh Baruch Hu Tzivano Lecho Matazu Ulasos Maizeb Hu Sheker Shvei Shaver B'Davar. Like the Kavanah Sama said. The other Rabbi Tzivo Shelo Lasos came. The Baruch Hu told you not to steal. And I said I was commanded to steal this matzah. And then he said, but Rosh Hamitzvah agrees you can't do it. Right. Okay. But you're holding this piece of matzah. That's what you're going to eat. Right. But he said that you can't do. However, Birchas HaMazon, whatever else, you know, that you have to do, but that's Niyot. Okay, so it's similar in terms of the bottom line to the Karban Asana, but namely, you don't make the Birchas HaMitzvah, you do make the Birchas HaNenin, but the question is there Niyot by the Birchas HaNenin? So that's how the Dvar Avram. So different ways. Right, by the Birchas HaNenin, you're not, that's the point. So therefore, but, right, so but nevertheless, it's Menayit, not right, which the Karban Asana didn't say. Okay. The Ksav Sofer has a tshuva, right? And it was another way, and they're not saying in the Rosh, but they call it the Chelek Archaim Shulchav Beis. Okay, his case is what some of you asked before, similar. Let's say a guy has to eat non-kosher food because it's medically. And I have the Dvar, and I'll get someone asked Lashal, Leraposo, Lerfuoso. About Hashem Mitzvah Harofim to drink a certain type of a drink and so on, which was whatever, but it wasn't kosher. Okay, so that's the question. Should you make a bruch on it? And he says, the nearly the Rambam, of course, he says it's in the Rambam. I don't know where the Rosh. The Rambam of Sila lechalek ben bruch le bruch. What type of bruch are we talking about? Bruch mitzvah, bruch sanenet. And it comes out, according to the Shav Sofer, he says, a birchas hamitzah you would make. Birchas hamitzah you would make. Okay? Because sof kol sof, osa mitzvah, like you're saying, I'm doing a mitzvah now. Right? It's not right. It's miut. It's the minayit. But as of course, of ozer mitzvah. Aber ochel dvar iser, agam shenena ein royal levarcha lahodos Hashem shebara dover zela hanosbo. What is the essence of a birchas? A birchas hamitzvah is on the mitzvah. And as you said, it's not on stolen matzah, it's on I'm eating matzah. So I'm eating matzah tonight. Yes, it's miut, it's not right, it looks bad, but so kosof, I'm mekayim this mitzvah. And guess what? You get full credit for the mitzvah. Okay, so the guy's going to mekayim the mitzvah. We're leaving out mitzvahs of over there for the moment. Okay, you get credit for the mitzvah.
That in the bracha itself.
Right, that's what he's saying. But he says that when it's what's a birchas hananim? It's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us, as some of you said it before, it's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us this benefit, the world, and so on and so forth. He said, that's ridiculous. How can you say that when you got to this illegally? Okay? He said, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this. Okay? Because Sh'ocho Mezit She'en Roy Levarach Hashem Shabar Ba'alamakach. That's Niyot Gomor. Okay? Then it's you're going against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has yet another shita. Topsy Derby.
Yeah.
He says a brichas hamitzvah, yes, and brichas hananah, no. Okay, that's the ksav sofer, son. And also, Reb Issa Zalman Meltzer, they have an ezel on the Rambam, on this Rambam. It's a long essay on this Rambam, Perek Aleph, Nuchas Brachas Elochi Tes. Okay, and as usual, works out all the shitas and so on. Anyway, he says, when it's the point that he adds is that it's by brichas hananah. It's like eating paper. It's like eating dirt or whatever. It's something that's not royal achila. That's why I don't make a bracha. That's the sheet of the Rambam. And I could even move the Rosh, which at least like the Ksav Sofer thing. A birchas, by definition, that's what he says. It's machal, it's not royal achila. Okay, this is, you're not allowed to eat it. It doesn't have, there's no dinner bracha. Okay, tzeh lo nitan lanu lechol. What are we thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us what to eat? He didn't give us this to eat, right? It's not food. I mean, it is. You know, that's how he learns it. There's another angle.
It's a matir. Well, he came a bit of
the right, right, matir. Right, exactly. Exactly right. That's a good art. Yeah, we'll get to the thing. Last thing is an interesting point. You know, there are evidence really from Rishon already, that a birchas hananin serves as a matir. It's a license, really. The Gemara says in the beginning of the sixth parak of brachot, we're looking at the seventh parak. The beginning of the sixth parak says that we're not allowed to have hanoch from this world without a brachot. And we quote the psukim, right? The Hashem ha'aretzimu, Hashem owns everything. But aretz hasanah and adam, after we made a brachot. The brachot gives you permission. But here it's not giving permission because you're all right. So, okay, anyway. Because also eat it. So, you got no matir. So, there's no matir. All right, anyway, so these are different sheetahs. I think it's just some, just instant way people look at it. So, in the Shulchan Aruch, la'alocha, so the Shulchan Aruch says the following, Aruchayim Kuf Tzadivov. How do we paskin? So, Shulchan Aruch paskin is in Kuf Tzadivov, Sif Aleph. Let's go through the Pesach Aleph, and then we went through the Lombus of background. Ochal davar aser dvar iser afal pi shein aser la drabanan. Chavis says in the first. Okay, even so drabanan. Okay, ein mizamnin alav ve ein mevarch alav. By Pesach the Rambam, not surprising. The Shulchan Aruch does, but the Rambam doesn't disagree. Ein mizama ve ein mevarch alav. Lo betchila ve lo besof. Not before nor after. So that's why Pesach we eat on kosher food. No brachas before or after. Okay. The Mishabur explained, "Ain Baruch Halav." Not only that, but what the Insha Ain on an Amen Abrachasul. You hear someone is eating non kosher, you don't even answer Amen. This bracha completely out of the realm. It's not a bracha. It's a hotel and so on. Okay, the Taz. I forgot to remember. Forget it. The Taz has gone out of the long piece. The Taz in this siman Kufte Tzadivav has gone out as the long piece. And one of which the Taz says, actually Mishabur referenced it. So I can read from the Mishabur. It's a cotton dalad. Ba'afilim ochos kadei sviya. He asked the Taz, raised the following question. Let's say I ate non-kosher food, b'shogeg. I didn't realize. I already made a bracha beforehand because I thought it was kosher. Now I'm finished eating, and I look at the bowl, it wasn't kosher. The bench, right? Because the mice, it was non-kosher food. At the end of the day, it was non-kosher food. So we're not throwing the bracha beforehand because he didn't know. So you ate non-kosher b'shogeg. You found it afterwards. Now the question is the bench. So the Shabura says, I feel... he says, "V'ochal b'shogeg." Okay, by mistake, the guy is on, right? And "V'nizkar achar chiloso," and then he realized after kosher, then "das atazo rachonon de'vezeh yuchal avar b'sof." Okay. Then you can make a bracha afterwards. Why? Yes.
Can?
You can, yes, you should. You're in the chayv, you should. You do. Why? The bezeh lo shaykh miyutz. Not blasphemy at Kadosh Baruch Hu. It was a mistake, it was an honest error. So where's the menayit? There's not anybody's number one menayit. You're not cursing at Kadosh Baruch Hu. You ate it already. Okay, you thought it was kosher, and you got mixed up and realized you took the wrong box. Okay, so that's not menayit. That's what he says. That's the Taza Shita. Okay? What's that?
All of the bus to say you got something, you said Sarah, you equation.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You're not in the night. You didn't do it on purpose. You're not cursing, blessing, cursing, but when I already ate, I have a full stomach. I have the bench. That's what he said.
That's for then separate the night from a bracha. But it would suggest, but earlier we wanted to say, you'd say a bracha, but it's also the night.
Oh, so may revolve around that very same question. Because as the Mishurur goes on, the Bezeh lo shachnitz, eladilin in Zimun, I'll get to you for a second. He just agrees, Bezimun, then afilu b'shogeg ein lezamen alam, because no kriyas. And this guy who ate it, according to the Taz, would still have to bench, but he couldn't count to Bezimun, because that's a technicality that needs that kriyas. That's the Mishurur says, that's the Taz new cotton olive. Not everybody agrees with that. Okay, the Orcha Shulchan, and what Josh, you said, may revolve very much around this same question. The Rosh Hashulchan in our Siman says, Siman Kuv Tzadivot. The Rosh Hashulchan says in Siv Dalad, V'yesh Misha Posak, V'ochal Dovar Isser B'shogeg Mevarachal. That's the title. Bomar, Shim Nodolo Achar Chilasu Shah Isser, Mevarach B'chasamazon, or Shah Baruch, whatever the burn of Rosh, whatever the buzz. Okay. Or maybe Raya, and when his raya is, we're going to see in a second inside. Masha posak rabbeinu b'yosef in the next tip, Siv Beis. If ochal davar iser b'makom sakana, mevorach alav. Okay, if a guy had to eat, maybe we'll look at it inside now. Siv Beis. If ochal davar iser b'makom sakana, mevorach alav. Right, if a guy had no choice, illness or whatever, kippur, had to eat, so mevorachim. And the Taz is of the opinion, well, why should make any difference in sakana and shogi? There's no difference. And therefore, the guy's been shogeg, so let him bench already. He didn't do anything wrong. It's not midnight. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes to Adorim Tumim. The b'shogeg nehishu and chay b'zeh because smokum sof isur ka'ochel. Okay? And he said at the end of the day, when it comes to shogeg, he's not chay for it, but sof, he ate non-kosher food, and therefore he can't say a broch on it.
He can't.
I mean, it's true, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that we don't punish the guy because it was a shogeg, but still, at the end of the day, he ate non-kosher food. I mean, so therefore, he said he shouldn't be. You can't say a bracha on non-kosher food. You can't bench on non-kosher food. Yeah, okay, it wasn't his fault. Okay, I'm not going to punish you. He made him an honest error. But he said, Abu Mokum Sakana, it's mutter to eat it. That's the difference. It's mutter, yeah, it's mutter to eat it. Right, it's machum zakar. Pikuach nefesh, mutter to eat it. Okay, it's a machum zakar. Heter kachol shatar hitirlo. Bavi heter mamish. Mine zelze. He said, I don't see any.
Definitely, it's
same thing with a chola. So in the parenthesis here, which was Hashbaz in Tavshin Tzadidal, bechola b'yom Kippurim, Hashbaz alav choshev laharach matamim came into pasuk shivarech. Okay, you make a bracha on Yom Kippur. Matter of fact, according to many, you'd. You'd say in the bench in Yalav Yavo with Yom Kippur.
Is there almost a mitzvah for him?
Yeah, a certain thing. Yeah, at some point. Yeah, yes, yeah, yeah. Okay. So in any event, the okay. So that's yeah. So that's Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with this kula from the Taz, and it may, as Josh pointed out, revolve around this question: is the niyot intertwined with the bracha, or is it a separate thing? It's the same question, really, because some want to say. But the Taz wants to say, well, there's no niyats. Well, what's the niyats if you're doing it was b'shogi? But I say, no, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So, you ate non-kosher food. So that's another another point to this. So we look now again at Sif Beis of Simkut Tarivav. Im Ochal V'Ra'isim Ochal Sakar V'Ochalav. That's what the Shulchan Aruch rules. And the Mishnah Berurah there, the Cotton Hay says, Afilo Ochal Osar Ochal Isid Arayisim Ochal Sakar Kigon Mechol V'Atam. They came to Sakana who Heterek Ochal. More or less. Since there's a time of Sakana, then it is mutter from Tzidah. V'Adu Abba Mitzvah even more. It's a Mitzvah covered. V'Hatzel Nafshah because even Chai Bayam. He's doing a mitzvah by this now. Okay? Now, so Kotten Vav, he tells us, V'ayin l'kamon, Sivin Reish Dalad. Okay? So we're going to look ahead at Sivin Reish Dalad. Mishnah Berurah says to do so. So we're going to follow the Mishnah Berurah. And we turn to Sivin Reish Dalad. So I'm going to read it out of order. In Siftes, we find the following statement in Sivin Reish Dalad. Ochol Maichol Omashu Shal Iser Mipnei HaSakana. Okay? The person ate or drank something was also for reasons of danger. Okay, mevorcha of tchilah himself. He still has to make a bracha, right? So that's what it is. That's pretty parallel to what he said here. Okay, in fact, I wonder why it's repeated. Same thing he says over here. And the Mishnah Berurah there on Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes to the Membav, so cotton Membav. I mean. It's not included in the Isser and so on and so forth. That was in Sif Tes. However, the Ramah in the previous Sif Ches writes as follows. Im ansuhu lechol olishtos. Somebody forced you to eat or drink non-kosher food. Forced them. Af agav da cheich nehemimenu. You get some chana at the end of the day, food. Okay, there ainu mevarach alav hova nenas alkach. You don't make a bracha. Someone's forcing you to eat this food. You have nothing else to eat. You're starving. Someone's forcing you to do it. Then you don't make a bracha. So the question is, why is that different? Why is that different? They're forcing it. Sakana. Why is the difference in life and death? Right. Same thing. Why should it be different? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, It's like this. He says, "Lo shayach bazel chayv l'varchal anoso kevin shu bal karcho." He says, in the case of forcing, you don't want to eat this. You don't want to eat it at all. In the other case, yeah, you eat it because you know that's your need to save your life. It becomes mutter. Here, it's not mutter. It's mutter for you, the act of eating, but you don't want to do it. And therefore, in the other case, let me find the words again. Yeah, shachil gut. So therefore. Okay, so that's the chiluk. You hear the chiluk. In other words, in the other case, you don't want to eat this food. You don't want this hanah. Yeah, willy-nilly, there's some hanah, but you don't want it. In the other case, I want to eat this food. I wish it were kosher, but I mean, the stock, I got to eat it. You know, I wish I didn't have to eat it in kibbutz, but so of course I do have to eat it. So there, I want to eat it. Lamaisa, I want this hanah. So therefore, you have to make a bracha. Hashem, okay, if somebody forces you to eat it, you don't really want to. You're doing it, with your hands tied, whatever, kicking and screaming. Okay, you don't want to do it. And that's why you don't make a bracha. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. But he does point out, that some disagree with the Ramah about this, at the end of the day, you did get on all, then it's considered a chiluk tzarach levarach. So, anyway, so that also is a sort of a chokah. Just to end, On that last point, and so forth, as a tshuva, Elikar Chaim Sin Reish Beis, some so forth, he elaborates on the point. He says, he's before the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Hudasama Dina Chila Ones Linyan Brocha, quotes of Avram and others, Lechalek Bein Kaf Oso Lechol O Bein Chola, Shachov Yom Kippurim. This thing is when someone forced you to eat something or Chola Yom Kippur. Okay, or some other, eat some other dvar masurim, sha'ochel pikuach nafsho. He says, velo pir shachilik, but didn't explain the reason clearly. The Shabur did, but he explains it further. He says, kimavur, l'chol ha'yosher, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this bread. It's not kosher, but I've got to eat it to keep alive. I am not thankful that we have this. Right? I mean, I'm stuck. There's nothing else for me to eat. No doctor's order. I must eat this food. I'm thankful that it's here. Okay? We have to make ordinarily. You ordinarily make a bracha, says some sulfur, because you're thanking Hashem for satisfying hunger. This guy, Adarav, there's more reason to make a bracha. Not satisfying hunger, saving his life. He says, right? And thank God that he created this thing. Not only that, but because Baruch Hu says, put aside the Torah, never mind, Pikuach Nefesh first, right? I'm thankful for that. How can I not make a bracha? There's even more reason to make a bracha. Masha Enokain. Yishakafo lechol. Al karcho so etzono. Why don't you make a bracha on this food? Halavai, I wish we weren't here. I wish we didn't have it. I wish I didn't have to eat it. Okay? Halavai, lo haya velo nivra. So apo wa chamosu hu olech. He's angry about the fact that he has to have ochel. Uswarazu, and so on and so forth. So he feels strongly in that position. Let me just end the ksav so far in that tshuva. You know, I had a proposal, which the Kav HaChaim likes, and he quotes others who say it. Kav HaChaim at the end of Os Ches, and then earlier Siman Kuf Tzadi Vav, he says, the best thing would be, you asked before, and when we hit that before, if it's, you have to eat non-kosher food, and you also have kosher food, to make the bracha on the non-kosher food, you'll pata, I'm going to make the bracha on the kosher food, and you'll pata, that's the best thing. Get a piece of kosher food with it. They tell you, right, make a sandwich. That's what he says. He quotes this all Shmuel and Ksav Sofer. Harotz al hachmel atzmo yivarach v'tchila al davar mutter. Make a bracha for something else, and have in mind that, I mean, you know, this for the rest of the food also. Okay, but anyway, but if you can't, okay. But I mean, that's the proposal he suggested. You know, that's always what we say. Whenever there's a suffering in brachas, we tell you, well, you eat some of the vaday bracha. I tell people this all the time. Is this thing hamotzi? So I have a piece of bread that's vada hamotzi, and you're covered, right? And,
does anybody seriously either ask or answer the question whether or not someone who's a lifelong in Besla, does he ever say bracha? If you hold that everything he has has been stolen.
I don't remember such a... I mean, everything he has is benayit.
Yeah.
It's all mahus. I don't know where I said it. But again, you could make a distinction, especially when man says, so close to home, he's getting on us, he has to.
But
according to those who say he wouldn't make a bit, I don't know, that's a question. Okay, I wish everyone a good Shabbos and a prayer for Hanukkah. So, there's Hashem next week, I'll talk about Hanukkah.